Hi, and welcome to the Global Changemakers course on menstruation, sexual and reproductive health. This is episode 16, where we will discuss and learn about healthy relationships.
Hi everyone, thank you so much for taking your time to be here with us today. We're so excited to be talking to you guys about really important topics around sex education. So in this session, we're going to be talking about healthy relationships. My name is Vinery, and I'm the co-founder of Blurred Lines, an online social awareness platform that talks about consent, sex education, healthy relationships. I talk about it all. So we're really happy to have you here. Me and Anna are going to be talking you through the different aspects of healthy relationships. So let's get started. So this is a course done by Global Changemakers, as all of you, I'm sure, are aware. And we were alumni from the GCM network. So we're really excited to be here to be talking to you guys about these topics. So healthy relationships. Like I said, I'm going to talk about a couple things, and Anna is going to follow up with me after. So in this course, we're going to talk about the different types of relationships with family, friends, partners, work colleagues, whoever it may be. Then we're going to talk about healthy and toxic relationships. And Anna is going to talk about speaking up when you have issues in your relationship, as well as being aware that you can speak up and who you need to talk to when seeking help. So let's talk about the different types of relationships. So we thought it was really important that we categorized it to healthy, unhealthy, and abusive. A lot of times people know what a healthy relationship is and they know what an abusive relationship is, but they don't really know what unhealthy is, right? Because we tend to excuse a lot of the behavior that we see. So let's walk through them. So communication, very, very important part of being in a healthy relationship. Now I know sometimes, you know, you want your partner or your friend to just know what you're thinking, right? But that's not reality. It's really important to communicate. Not everyone can tell how you're feeling. If you're sad, you're unhappy, you're happy. Sometimes you need to tell them, you need to communicate them. So it's really, really important that you feel comfortable in your relationship to communicate how you're feeling. The other part is respect. Now, for me personally, this is the most important thing in a relationship, because your partner needs to respect you, needs to value your opinions, your ideas, so that you feel like you're a full equal partner in this relationship, and that comes from respect. So what does this look like in an unhealthy relationship? Disrespectful, just making you feel less than, making side comments in front of your friends, making you feel like your feelings are not valuable, and kind of pushing those personal boundaries. Trust. Now, this is a really important part of being in a relationship as well. And sometimes it takes time for people to build trust. And while that is fine, it's important that you are building to create that trust. You're communicating with each other. It's very unhealthy if one partner does not believe you or is always questioning you, or, you know, maybe trying to go on your phone to see what you're saying, right? All of those things are unhealthy and they can eventually lead to an abusive relationship. So if you feel like you're in a place where you can't trust your partner, talk to them about it. That would be my first thing. And if you feel like you're continually not able to trust them, you're seeing really weird things that they're doing, and talking to them is not fixing the problem, I would say, you know, maybe it means your relationship is not working the way you want it to. So you'd have to evaluate what that relationship means. The other thing is being honest. It's really, really important that you're in a relationship where you feel like you can be your honest, authentic self. You're not hiding who you are. You're not trying to be someone else. You know, you're not trying to be this perfect thing that you see on social media or in the movies, right? This perfect couple, this perfect human being, flawless face, body. No, that is movies. That is social media. That's a lot of editing. That is not real life. So it's really, really important that in your relationship, you feel like you can be your best self, your authentic self, your real self. And that's an indication that you're in a healthy relationship. So being an equal partner, that's a really important thing too. Like I said, it falls into the aspect of being respectful, is you feel like, you know, you are an equal partner, whether in your relationship. And that doesn't always mean like financially, you both are equal, you both bring in the same amount of money, but it just means that there's a level of respect and you feel like he or she is taking what you say into consideration. Is when you make a decision as a unit. And the other thing is personal time. And this is really something you start seeing from a younger age when you're, you know, just starting to have your first boyfriend, girlfriend, and so it goes. It's really important that you make time for friends and family and other people that were a part of your life before you were in a relationship. And if someone is telling you, no, you can't hang out with your friends, or when you're hanging out with your friends, like they always need to be there, that's an indication that that is not a healthy relationship. And then if they're forcing you, if they're pressuring you, they're saying you cannot go to see your friend, or they're stalking you when you go, or they make you feel guilty for seeing your friends and family, that's an abusive relationship. So it's really, really important. And I'm guilty of this myself. I remember when I had my first boyfriend, I was so happy. I was so excited. I spent all my time with this one person. But that's not healthy. It's important that you remember you have other people in your life besides this person, and that you should spend time with them because they are a part of who you are. So let's talk through some points and let's see if they're healthy, unhealthy, or maybe even abusive. So the first one is he or she posted a picture of you on social media after you asked them not to because you're uncomfortable with it. So what do you guys think this is? I would say this is unhealthy, right? You communicated, you said you're not comfortable with this, and they still went ahead and did it. So that's an indication that it is not healthy. And especially if it's a picture, you know, it can be something you're not happy about, you're embarrassed about, or it can be, you know, something maybe that you shared with your partner just for him, and now he or she is putting it on social media and you're uncomfortable with it. That is a violation of your privacy. And that is unhealthy, and it can be abusive if they're using it to blackmail you or making you do things you don't want to. So, second one, he or she does not let you hang out with your friends and family. I think we all know the answer to this, like I talked about before. This is unhealthy, and if they're forcing you, they're pressuring you, it's abusive. So you told him you're too tired to have sex, he tells you he really wants to and ignores your choice. Now this is unhealthy and it can even be abusive, and it goes to the possibly being rape. If you tell someone you don't want to kiss them, you don't want to hug them, you don't want to give them oral sex, you don't want to have sex with them, that is your choice. And you don't have to explain it. You don't have to be like, oh, I don't want to have sex because I feel bloated, I feel uncomfortable. No, you can say you don't want to have sex and they should respect your choice. So don't feel bad about it. Don't feel like you have to do it. You know, just because a guy takes you out on a date, he pays for your food, does not guarantee you having sex with them, does not guarantee that you have to give them a kiss or a hug or do anything that you're uncomfortable with. So the next one, 4, you're wearing your favorite dress. He does not like it, but he supports you and lets you wear whatever makes you feel beautiful. Now, this is very healthy. The fact that someone tells you that they don't like what you're wearing, that's okay. It's okay to tell someone like, hey, I don't think that red sweater looks good on you, or I don't think those Crocs or those sandals look good on you. But if they say, hey, but I like it, it makes me feel good, respecting their choice because they feel good in it is a very healthy relationship. Number five, you don't want to hug this person, but they force you, telling you you are stubborn and ungrateful if you don't. Now, this is something I feel like might relate more to girls than to boys, but it can happen across the board. Especially when you're a young girl, you're told like if you don't listen to something someone says, you're stubborn, right? If you talk up, if you speak up, you're talkative, you're bossy, you know? But no, but if you don't want to do something, you have the right to not want to do it. And especially with physical and being intimate with someone, you don't have to explain yourself. You can say no, and they should respect your choice. Number six, he or she looks through your phone and reads your texts and social media messages. Now, this is a very clear sign of an unhealthy relationship because there's no trust. And it can even be abusive if they limit your phone time or limit the people you talk to, or like you can't post what you want on your social media, like you need their approval to post something. That is an unhealthy and abusive relationship. So let's talk about abuse. And the reason we want to focus on abuse is because we want you to understand the distinction between being in an unhealthy relationship and abuse, because it's a spectrum, right? You can be unhealthy, it can go into unhealthy, and then eventually it can go into abuse. So some of the warning signs of abuse: constantly putting someone down, being extremely jealous or insecure, making them feel less than, making them feel like they're not worthy of your time, is abusive. Temper: they're always screaming at you, they're shouting at you, very abusive. They're isolating you from your family or friends. They're dictating who you hang out with. That's a sign of an abusive relationship. Mood swings: 1 minute they're really nice to you, next minute they're angry, they're shouting at you, they're hitting you, they're emotionally and physically abusing you. That is a really clear indication that you're in an abusive relationship, and it's very important to get help in this situation, because just because they're being nice to you for 30 minutes and if they're abusing you for another 30 minutes, that is not okay. You don't deserve to go through that abuse, and you have to reach out. The other one is checking someone's cell phone, social media, or email without their permission. That is abusive. Physically hurting someone, abusive. Possessiveness: they're always stalking you, they won't let you go anywhere, they're always behind you, abusive. Telling someone what to do and what to wear, again, that's a sign of abuse. You have the right to wear whatever you want, whatever makes you feel beautiful, and do whatever you're passionate about. And no one should have the right to tell you you can't do that. So let's talk about an activity that we want you to do. So we want you to come up with ideas of what you would do when you're in an uncomfortable situation. How would you handle it? So think about your own personal lives, some things that you've gone through, and how would you handle it? So here's an example of something that I've gone through. So when I was in college, I went out to bars and clubs, and sometimes you would have, you know, some guys come and try to flirt with you, try to hook up with you, and you're like, no, I'm not really into it. How do I get out of this situation? It's uncomfortable. How do I leave it? So this type of situation, think about situations in your own life that you have to deal with that are uncomfortable, and try to come up with ideas of how you could quickly get out of it in a way that's non-aggressive, you know, in a way that's safe. So something I would do is like I would drop a drink, or my friend would come in and be like, oh, we have to go, like something came up, you know, so that way I'm not like being aggressive. I'm just slowly getting out of the situation. So just think about how that would be in your life, if there are any thoughts and ideas. Next, we want you to take this quiz from Love is Respect. Take time to fill it out. It can be about your relationship with a friend, your partner, an adult in your life, and see how you score. and see what that means. And the reason we want you to do this is because learning what you deserve and being in a healthy relationship is really, really important. And this is something we should learn from a young age because it impacts how we make decisions with romantic partners, with friendships, with work colleagues. And it's really important that we can self-identify if we're in a healthy relationship, an unhealthy or an abusive relationship. Because other people can tell you like, hey, they can be like, hey, Vinoria, you're not in a healthy relationship. I think this is abusive. But you're really the one that knows, right? Because you're in the relationship. You see it day in and day out, and you know what's going on. So if we can self-identify the relationship that we're in, we're in a much better position to take the course of action that is best for us. So we really hope you take the time to take this quiz. Feel free to share your thoughts and comments or even your scores, what you got and how you decided to progress in that with us, because we'll be happy to hear. And if you are in a situation you're uncomfortable with and you want to talk, I'm happy for you to reach out to me so that we can talk about it and see how you can navigate through it. So Anna will take you through the other two lesson objectives. Thank you for spending your time with us.
Hi, nice to meet you. My name is Anna and I welcome you to today's course called Healthy Relationships. This course is also part of another one, and you will find more information on this topic by the lesson created by Vinoria. So let's get it started. The first thing that I would like you to do is to sit back for a moment and think and reflect within the first activity to ask yourself, how do you address issues within a relationship? So it can be a relationship that you have with a partner, family, friends, or anyone. Just to think about, how do you address those issues? And who do you address those issues with? Do you address them directly to the person that you have the issue with? Do you talk to someone else? Or how do you cope with the situation? So let's think about this for a moment. So after this first part of reflection, we go into the part that I call everything okay. So let's ask ourselves, is everything okay? And if not everything is okay, so we experience certain issues, do we not feel well about certain relationships that we are in? Do you have concerns about how others treat you? If you're able to answer a question with yes, we have to talk. So this already leads us into the next. So to start here, it's very important that the things that we will now talk about can be helpful for some. That means talking can be helpful to some people, but others may prefer to handle things themselves. There is no universal or perfect solution. The solution is as individual as we all are, but you have to find a way that fits for you. And please do not hesitate to share if you feel the urge to talk to someone. So what I can recommend to you that works for me is going to a person that you trust and feel comfortable with, or to talk to yourself, like asking yourself what was going on, what are you feeling, or write down, for example, in a diary. It can be a very difficult thing to do as it's not something that gives us pleasure or we may like to do, but it can be very helpful and bring us closer to finding a solution. How to address issues. Whew, something that I find very hard myself. Here I can tell you from my experience, I really do not like to fight and I don't feel comfortable addressing issues or difficulties. But throughout my life, I had to learn that in order for myself to grow and to be happy in the relationships that I have with friends, family and partner, I have to share what is going on and how I feel. That means also addressing issues that can be uncomfortable. But for me, as I told you, so far it has been very helpful to talk and address issues. You may have troubles addressing it directly to the person you have certain feelings with. So it can be helpful to go to a friend and address the issue and get their opinion on what they think about what is going on. What can also be very helpful if you address the issue, that you talk and be very open. And sometimes it can even resolve itself. Maybe it was all a misunderstanding. But it is very important to talk. And dare I ask myself, is there a good way to talk about issues? So here, important again, I talk from my experience. So what I do when I have a certain situation that I don't feel comfortable with or issues within a relationship, I try to get a second opinion after I have made up my mind myself. So first I try to reflect, think about what is going on, what has happened, and what could have led to the situation. And then I try to talk to someone that I trust to get their point of view and to have their outside perspective on the issue. And when I address the issue with the people that I have the issue with, I speak in the I language. So that means that I tell everything that I do from my perspective with the I sense and the I feeling. So saying that I feel there is something not going well within our relationship, or I feel that I'm putting a lot more effort in it than you are. How do you feel? How is it for you? Because I currently do not feel comfortable. So I do not say you're the fault, you're the reason why everything is going wrong, but I try to go and say how I feel and what I think is not going well currently. That also is important, that when you tell and the other person listens, that you can then also listen what they have to say. So to also ask, how do you feel? How's the situation for you? So important here, if you're in a dangerous situation and someone threatens to hurt you or has used violence against you, please remove yourself immediately from the situation and seek out to someone so they are able to help you. There, it's no longer about listening or talking, but please ensure that you are well and safe. So if you find yourself in a situation that you do not know how to cope, or you're unsure on how you could handle it, please seek out for advice and look for help. Here, it's also important, something helps for others, others do not for the other ones. But taking care of others to me also means taking care of yourself. A relationship that you're in should be something that everyone can thrive off and that everyone is happy about. That doesn't mean that everything has to be great all the time, but to be open within it, to communicate, and also to be there for each other. That means that we really look out for each other, and both, or whoever is involved, are working towards making it well. So that really means sharing, caring, and looking out. Here as an activity, I would like now to have you searching for an organization that provides assistance to people who are in toxic relationships or experience issues that are within your area. So in case you would ever find yourself in such a situation where you do not feel well or are afraid or don't know how to handle it, that you know where you could reach out to. Also important to know, within relationships, changes are normal. It can happen. Sometimes you have friends that are very close. During a certain time, you may not be so close. It can change again or it cannot change. But changes, as in every aspect of our life, are totally normal and fine. And also what I would like to tell you, not everyone we meet is there and here to stay. It may sound cheesy, but for me it has proved to be true. And that would be the quote, people will come and go in your life. It is the ones that touch your heart that are your true friends, whether near or far. So as I said, for me that really was the fact. So no matter how often you see certain people or how close you live to them, those that are really meant to stay are the ones that you will see and hear from and that take care of you no matter how far you live. So friendship is important and true friends will always be there for you. The take-home message from this course for me would be that you know that it's okay to take care, to seek help, to seek advice and look out for assistance. If you're in a situation you don't know how to handle, please go and talk to someone. It can be your parents, it can be your siblings, it can be your friends, your partner, whomever you feel comfortable with. But feel free to talk to others, and I'm sure they will be able to listen. Some conversations are painful and can cause heartache, but it's okay. We can heal, and you will find people that will help you to heal. That also means that we talk. By talking also comes listening. We need to learn how to address issues, and we also have to learn how to listen in order for relationships to grow. And as the final message, very important, for me actually the most important, Know that you are loved. There are people that really love you dearly and that you can seek out and look out for. You can ask them for help. You can ask them for advice. Just go for it. And I'm very sure that they will be there for you. Thank you very much for attending the course. And if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to write emails and I'll be happy to hear from you. Bye.